You're listening to SBS News. Victoria has just recorded the state's lowest daily increase in COVID-19 cases in almost 3 months. There were only 28 new infections, but another 8 deaths, with 6 of those fatalities linked to aged care. Premier Daniel Andrews has welcomed the drop, but says the downward trend needs to continue.
Get these numbers low, because that's when we'll be able to keep them low. If we open up when they're too high, then they will just get higher and higher. That is not only inconvenient, much more than that. It's deeply frustrating, but that's the reality we face. And none of us can deny the reality of those circumstances. But these numbers, the trend is with us, and these are very pleasing numbers today.
Melbourne's 14-day case average is now 44.4, and it needs to stay below 50 for metropolitan Melbourne to ease restrictions further on September 28. The Victorian Nationals leader is backing a motion of no confidence in Premier Andrews over his handling of the pandemic. Opposition leader Michael O'Brien put the motion, but it won't be debated until next month. Deputy Opposition Leader and Nationals MP Peter Walsh says there's a real mood for change.
People are constantly raising with us as MPs, how can we get rid of this government? We want to just see the end of Daniel Andrews and his government. So this gives people an opportunity for it to be debated in Parliament. And what we are saying to the Labor members of Parliament, here's your chance to make a choice on behalf of your community. Do you support Daniel Andrews' job, or do you support the jobs and the well-being of your community?
The Hotel Quarantine Inquiry in Victoria has heard the state's then Chief Police Commissioner had questioned why the federal police were not being used to guard return travellers. Graham Ashton, who retired in June, told the inquiry he messaged the head of the AFP, Rhys Kershaw, to find out why his officers were not involved.
I was trying to ascertain why the AFP wouldn't be still looking after them if they were a Commonwealth responsibility. It was only later I learned that there was agreement at the National Cabinet that the states would take responsibility.
5 coronavirus cases were recorded in New South Wales, which included 2 return travellers, 2 locally acquired cases linked to a known case or cluster, and 1 case that's still under investigation. Queensland had just 1 new case, a healthcare worker, linked to a cluster at Ipswich Hospital. The Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt, says the first vaccines against COVID-19 could be made available in Australia before March next year. Speaking to SBS Arabic 24, Mr. Hunt says priority groups like healthcare workers could be getting vaccines early next year.
We're expecting it in the first half of 2021. We're in particular presuming that it's likely to be available in the first quarter of 2021 with the first vaccines potentially subject to trials, subject to safety, subject to approvals available in January and February for the priority groups.
The overwhelming majority of the more than 800 people to die of COVID-19 in Australia have been elderly Victorians. Many of them became infected after the hotel quarantine bungles, which caused the community outbreaks. While the odds against survival are stacked against the elderly, some have managed to recover. 100-year-old man Roy Bartlett spent 6 weeks in St Vincent's Private Hospital in Melbourne after contracting the virus in a nursing home. Hospital Chief Executive Janine Loder says it was delightful for the staff to watch Mr Bartlett walk out of the hospital this week on his discharge day.
He was a very sprightly man who knew exactly what he wanted and obviously had a clear determination to work through this and get back to his residence and back to his normal life. Seeing someone like Roy walk out of the hospital, even though he's on a frame at 100 years old, having recovered, is just, it's a great story, and it really has lifted the spirits of not only the ward staff that looked after him, but the whole of the hospital.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyett, SBS News.